We're approaching the last one that you did now. Could you describe how that happened? And the date was 1984 it began.
Yes, it's. I think it grew out of the Camden mural team project, because we were showing this wall, and I thought it was too big for us to undertake as a team. And I think also I was quite selfish, because I looked at it and I thought, this is perfect 4x3. I thought you could put a painting on it. And I thought, I think actually at that time I didn't appreciate things like Diego Rivera's murals as much as I do now. I've never actually been to see them. I saw a television program with them and I just thought they looked amazing. This is a couple of months ago actually. But I wanted to do something that was from the British painting tradition, if I could. And I was in the school library and they had this book of Constable's paintings, a library, and I thought, right, I'm going to try and make a composition around this, around Constable's Haywain, which is kind of daft, I know. And the woman who ran the Camden Youth Centre, whose name was Sue Crockford, I remember it now, she was really involved. She said she wanted a history of famous women who'd lived in Somerstown. So that was a great sort of vehicle to base it on. There was Mary Wollstonecraft and the suffragettes, the hospital, the women's hospital in Euston Road. And there were various women who run St Pancras Housing Association, a woman called Edith Neville. And they sort of were quite interesting timeline, because it started with Mary Wollstonecraft at the end of the 18th century. And so we sort of devised, well, I devised a sort of cartoon which was based, it had the pond and the tree and the hayway and the landscape and various references to Kentish Town and the history of Somerstown, the Polygon, which was this famous building, the hospital. And then there was a character called Father Jellicoe, who'd helped children in the 30s, so he was in with his friend who had a horse and cart and used to carry stuff around and gave the kids rides on the cart. There were all sorts of people like that. And then the Victorian crowd at the front. I was like, so it sort of moves through history. And then there was, of course, Mary Wollstonecraft's daughter, Mary Shelley, and Percy Shelley, who are on a bridge in the middle of the mural. So I had great fun organising all this lot, basically. And then I think I applied to the GLC for money, and they stuck it in a drawer for a year, and I didn't hear anything, so eventually I rang up and made a noise about it, and this bloke, an artist called Conrad Atkinson, got it out and really liked it, and he made the money come through, which came through at the beginning of 1980. I think it came through at the end of 1983. And it was all a bit cockeyed, we got the scaffold put up, and then they decided the site was too dangerous to work on, so they closed it off. So the scaffold sat there for about 6 months, and then eventually they allowed me to go onto the site, which would have been spring of 1984.